Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. We are broadcasting live from the Southfield Podcast Studios. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. We're produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Matter of fact, Missionary Hattie Humphrey is going to be coming up in about 25 minutes from now. The Michael Van Tool Show is here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. And of course, if you're ready to buy a car from Regina, here's her number. The Queen answers her phone, 248-218-9808. That's 248-218-9808, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress. She's our devotional leader here on the Michael Van Tool Show. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning to everyone that's listening today.
Chaplain Stephen Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain Cathy.
Good morning to you. Good morning to those that are listening. Good morning to those that are going to hear about it and wish they had been listening. And thank God for the missionary, amen, who I can't wait to hear from today. Thank God for the whole team.
Great, great. Thank you so much, Chaplain. And we're so glad to have you on. And, of course, you're sitting in for our political analyst and our home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey, and we know she's listening this morning. So thank you, Chaplain, for sitting in on her behalf.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. You know, we've got news and weather coming up in a few minutes. I do want to say that I'm having another one of those financial seminars. This is a financial empowerment seminar. You know, we're going to be recovering from the holidays. So on January 15th here at Michigan Ocean in Southfield at Northwestern, we're having another financial seminar Saturday, January 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. It's called Recovering from the Holidays. In cooperation with Colony, a realty and marketing sales company, along with Michigan Ocean. At Colony, we want you to strive better, push yourself to accomplish more, make personal improvements, stay dedicated and persevere. And you can call 248-516-8300. $20 for the Financial Empowerment Seminar after the holidays, recovering from the holidays. All right. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and information and, of course, the Sunday morning team right after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in about 15 minutes or so. But in the news this morning, the latest news, high winds caused major power outages across Metro Detroit area Saturday. There was extensive damage, especially in the Dearborn area. One large tree caused extensive damage as it ripped the concrete out of the ground and now is blocking the street. DET Vice President of Distribution Operations Ryan Stowe said this is just some of the damage in the area. We saw wind gusts over 60 miles an hour across the territory, he said. Right now we're sitting at about 120,000 customers without power. Most of the outages came in around noon and after. Now crews are working around the clock to get things back up and running as fast as they can. We have a total of about 1,500 people working in the field doing all types of jobs and doing damage assessments as well, Stowe said. It takes an army to do all this restoration work. DET officials said they have about 500 crews coming in from out of state to help in the recovery process. They're hoping to have about 80 to 90% of customers restored by the end of the weekend. Storms unleashed devastating tornadoes late Friday and early Saturday across parts of the central and southern U.S., collapsing buildings into twisted debris and claiming lives, with officials fearing the death toll could exceed 80. In Kentucky alone, the state's governor says more than 70 people could have died after one of the toughest nights in Kentucky history. Among the most significant damage,
tornadoes or strong winds collapsed an occupied candle factory in Kentucky, an Amazon warehouse in western Illinois, and a nursing home in Arkansas, killing people in each community and leaving responders scrambling to rescue others. More than 30 tornadoes have been reported in 6 states, including Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi, stretching 250 miles. Kentucky might have been hit by the longest and most violent twister, CNN says. I'm pretty sure that number killed in Kentucky is north of 70, says the Kentucky governor late Saturday. The level of devastation is unlike anything he's ever seen. Bad news for American consumers. It's getting more expensive to dine out, and it's getting more expensive to eat at home. Restaurants prices spiked 5.8% over the 12 months ending in November without seasonal adjustments, the largest 12-month increase since the year ended in January of 1982. And unfortunately for those hoping to curb spending by turning to home cooking, grocery prices are also at record highs. They jumped 6.4%, the largest 12-month increase since December 2008. Beef had the most dramatic increase with a 20.9% spike in prices. The world's second tallest building is getting ready to scrape the sky at 118 stories or 2,227 feet above Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It's called Merdeka. It now stands higher than China's Shanghai Tower, but shorter than the king of skyscrapers, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Malaysian Prime Minister Ismail Yaakob says it's going to strengthen Malaysia's position as a modern and developing country, and it's an iconic tower for the future and a great achievement in the field of engineering. If you don't know, Malaysia is in the South China Sea between the Indian Ocean and the Pacific. All right, let's go down our list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
All right, good morning, everyone. So I have a great article that's going to talk to us about the good things that happen to you when you exercise. And, Michael, we always talk about it all the time. And Sunday Morning Team, exercise is a great thing for us. Mm-hmm. Exercise increases the body's own cannabis-like substances. For those that don't know what cannabis is, it is the substance that's within marijuana that a lot of people are touting the health benefits of. And it says, which in turn helps reduce inflammation and could potentially help treat certain conditions such as arthritis, cancer, and even heart disease. In a new study, experts from the University of Nottingham found that exercise intervention for people with arthritis did not just reduce their pain, but it also lowered the levels of inflammatory substances produced by their own bodies called endocannabinoids. Interestingly, the way exercise resulted in these changes was by altering the gut microbes. Those are the microbes within your stomach and your intestines. Exercise is known to decrease chronic inflammation, which in turn causes many diseases, including cancer, arthritis, heart disease, but little is known as to how it reduces inflammation. A group of scientists led by Professor Ana Valdez from the School of Medicine at the university tested 78 people with arthritis. 38 of them carried out 15 minutes of muscle strengthening exercises every day for 6 weeks, and 40 did nothing. At the end of the study, participants who did the exercise intervention had not only reduced their pain, but they had also had more microbes in their guts of the kind that produce anti-inflammatory substances, lower levels of cytokines, and higher levels of endocannabinoids. The increase in endocannabinoids was strongly linked to changes in the gut microbes and anti-inflammatory substances produced by gut microbes called SCFAS. In fact, at least one-third of the inflammatory effects of the gut microbiome was due to the increase in endocannabinoids. Dr. Amrita Vijay, a research fellow in the School of Medicine and first author of the paper published in Gut Microbes, said, our study clearly shows that exercise increases the body's own cannabis-type substances, which can have a positive impact on many conditions. As interest in cannabinoid oil and others increase, it is important to know that simple lifestyle interventions like exercise can modulate endocannabinoids. So, guys, exercise is good for us. So if you are looking at smoking, and this isn't an endorsement, but if you're thinking about smoking or indulging in an edible or anything, try exercise. It mimics the same process.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. But when you exercise, it does, you know, make you feel better, and maybe you know that a little excitement makes you feel good. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, Evangelist Christy Laster.
Okay, guys, I'm getting up right now. I'm going to exercise. because I do not indulge in the alternative. So exercise it is for me. I said that I'm going to start back again, but it's gotten a little bit cold and we come up with excuses. But anyway, I wanted to share this morning. I am one of those customers of DTE that do not have power today.
Make that two of us. I don't have power either. I did not mention that because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to be up here crying and stuff. But, yeah, I don't.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and cry for you. but, you know, I'm like, oh, my goodness, I hope the power is on, you know, by morning. There's things I need to do, like whatever. You know, I'll be fine. But I just thought about all the strong winds. I'm strong. Yesterday, earlier in the day, I could hear tree branches falling and hitting against the roof. I could see the leaves, you know, hadn't raked up like myself, blowing in the wind. I could just hear all that was going on as a result of the wind. And then later on in the evening, the power went out. And it's funny because the power went out last night. The winds weren't so bad. It was a delayed out. But what I thought about this morning was the word of God, right? Everything is to the word of God. And I'm not trying to be deep or anything, but I thought about Matthew 5:14. It says that ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be. And then the 16th verse says, let your light so shine before men that your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In my life, can I just tell about my life? Because maybe you may be like, some may be like Michael Van Tool. They don't want to tell that the light.
No,
but
go
in
right
my
ahead.
Life,
go right ahead.
I have experienced storms.
Mm-hmm.
The wind has come to knock me off my feet, to get me off focus, to try to dim my light or put out my light. That we are light of the world, a city that is set on the hill that cannot be hidden. Throughout the Bible, it talks about light and darkness, and light often represents Christ. It talks about that he's a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. I may have twisted the word around, but light represents him. And we have him on the inside of us, and his word is hidden in our heart, and we are that radiating light. So when the winds come, storms come, trials come, our light cannot be blown out. Because of life circumstances. So I just wanted to encourage somebody today. It may be a little rough. It may be a little cold in the world, as it is cold in my house today because of what transpired yesterday. But I refuse to let anything that comes my way dim my light, blow out my light, because I know that he is light. And because I have him, I can go anywhere and just shine bright for him and impact the world in a great way. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So my light may
Amen.
Be at the house. But
we should not be surprised.
We should not be surprised that evangelist Christy Laston Andrews turned the weather report into a sermon. You know what? Look, I'm scared of Chaplain next. Chaplain's coming up next. Go right ahead, Chaplain. I know you can't wait to say something.
Hey. When the meteorologist demonstrated that, you see, listen, if I just may say this little snippet to go along with what she was just saying. Shine on me. Oh, shine on me. Let the light from your lighthouse shine on me. And that's what we have to do. We have to allow the light from the lighthouse to be so radiant and bright in our lives that we can understand the scriptures. When God told the prophet, he said, take off thy shoes, for the ground in which you're standing on is holy. He was so amazed by what he heard that he couldn't even look and see what he saw when he was talking to God through the burning bush. So that's how bright our light has to be. And I thank God for the light. I thank God because this is the light that gets us through depression. This is the light that gets us through sickness. It gets us through a brokenness, that light. And we forever have to allow the light to shine. The light never stops shining. We just cut it off. I wish I had a witness somewhere.
Amen.
We cut the light off. Stop cutting the light off and just continue to let the light shine. God is a provider. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you, nor would I ever forsake you. And I know that I'm sitting there for my sister as opposed to be doing politics. So let me just concur, just go here and say we're in today's politics on the Michael Van Tool Show. There's nothing. Okay, now back to what I'm now go back to what have I got a little going back to what I'm saying to you now, this is the life picks, not politics, but life picks. Let the light of God continue to shine in your life and on your life. That's why folk don't like you because they see the light shining. See, we go and we get ourselves up and we go outside and we look at fabulous and or up to date. Next thing you know, we say, why this person don't like me? Because they see your light shining, baby. Why they don't understand me? Because they hear your light demonstrating its shiningness through your words. Have I got a witness? Thank God for you all. Thank God for the whole team today. Thank God for the missionary who's coming up. And I'm hoping you guys are all pleased with my filling in. Why I'm filling in for my sister
today.
Oh, absolutely. And again, on today's politics is nothing.
Well, I tell you what, when somebody wakes up on a Sunday morning, listens to this show, they will be inspired. I tell you that something happens during this. You know, it's not all bad news. I may tell you the truth, and I may tell you what's happening at 9 o'clock.
That's right.
But we're going to give you some good news too. I'm not sure because I'm not a Bible scholar like some of you guys are, but I think somewhere in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, if I'm not mistaken, it says something about the wise man who built his house upon the rock. And I just thought of that story. Mm. I'm not that well versed I just think it may be in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. But anyway, I'm a poet, not a preacher. But, just says, I know it because a long time ago, my dad told me something about, building a rock, a house upon solid rock, things like that. And it won't, blow away
in
the sand.
That's exactly where it is, Reverend.
Oh, it is?
That's exactly what the scripture is.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Amen. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Cause I was finna take him all the way to the Old Testament, to First Chronicle. I was finna dig him so deep. Have I got a witness? I was finna dig that preacher deep today because it's in Samuel as well.
Okay,
see,
so
also
there's all sorts of stories about being solid. Okay, all right.
That's right.
Okay, I'm just looking at the clock here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's going on in the weather?
So thankfully, no wind today, guys. Today we're going to have a high of 45, a low of 34, and it will be mostly sunny. Tomorrow it will be mostly sunny with a high of 47 and a low of 32. On Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high of 46 and a low of 41. On Wednesday, scattered showers with a high of 60, guys, a low of 50. I know this is going to be our warmest day. Wednesday. Scattered showers, a high of 60. So pack your umbrella. You're going to need it for Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday, more scattered showers, a high of 59, a low of 31. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 41 and a low of 28. And on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 26. And that's the weather.
Wow. The chief meteorologist has spoken, baby, on the Michael Vantool radio show.
Yeah.
Wow.
But this is going to be something because we're going to get used to this. We're going to get used to these warm temperatures. And, you know, you realize it's December 12th, and we're headed for 50 and 60 degrees. Don't forget.
Ozone layer.
This is December, so don't be all surprised when, you know, 2 weeks from now the bottom falls out and it's like 10 degrees because that's where we should be. That's where we should be.
You can misprepare yourself if you want to. You'll be in trouble. You'll be in trouble. Because it's going to get cold.
It will. I didn't get a chance to talk to Missionary Humphrey this week, and I did not get a chance to have my regular conversation. I've been so busy. And by the way, I did get my booster shot this week too, among other things.
Right.
I got my booster shot. I know it doesn't protect you from everything and all that kind of stuff, but it one thing it did give me and it does give me is some peace of mind. I feel better equipped that even if somebody around me had it or has it, I have the ability to fight it off better now. You know, I have the ability to fight it. So, you know, I do feel good about that. That, you know, it does boost. That's why you call it a booster shot. It does boost up your immune system a little bit more, because we do have all these variants coming out here, and we don't know who's vaccinated and who's not, and we don't know who's exposed and who's not, and these booster shots do help a little bit. To say that, I did not get a chance to talk to Missionary Humphrey, so hopefully she'll jump on the line and realize that it's the second Sunday in the month, so we'll hope so. But anyway, Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. And Cliff Pasco has been one of the partners with Community Highlights for decades now. And that's the law firm of record for Community Highlights. Pasco, Tashman, and Walker is a full-service national law firm committed to providing the best possible legal services to meet your specific needs. They represent individuals in Michigan and throughout the United States. They're members of the Michigan and American Association of Justice. They have attorneys honored by Wayne County, the state of Michigan, for their outstanding record of advocacy for low-income and people of community services. They've been listed in the Detroit News Super Lawyers section and in the field of medical malpractice, and they are members of the Million and Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum. So saying all that, they are experts in professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law,
and personal matters, family law, business litigation, and civil rights. So here's the number for Attorney Cliff Pascal. That number is 248-353-7750. 248-353-7750. And Community Highlights is brought to you by Franklin Wright Settlements. Franklin Wright Settlements is a leading Detroit neighborhood human service organization existing to assist individuals, families, groups, and the community with basic life, family, and social needs. To support Franklin Wright with a tax-deductible contribution, call Dion at 313-579-1000. And, you know, Community Highlights is an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. The Sunday morning team is here. Community Highlights is once again brought to you by Attorney Cliff Pascal, Franklin Wright Settlements. Missionary Humphrey is a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. Her annual birthday banquet is turned into one of the most important political dinners in Metro Detroit. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in a time of need. I call her Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey.
Good morning, Malcolm, to all of the team over here. We have lights out. I mean, you might have to carry on the program for me because we have.
Well, that makes three everything. Of us, Missionary, because Evangelist Christy is out of power. Alma out of power, too. So we know we feel your pain this morning.
Yeah. Well, thank the Lord for this opportunity. I listen to the radio. So many people from Georgia, Mississippi, and Arkansas have gone and lost their lives. We are blessed to be in the land of the living. We thank God for this opportunity today to speak to the people and let them know that the God still cares. All we have to do is keep on trusting in Him. Michael.
Yes, we do. And Missionary, the latest numbers are over 120,000 without power this morning. With trees down and power out, and they are hoping to get maybe 70-80% of it back before the end of the weekend. I know Evangelist Christy, her power is out. Mine went out yesterday, and you know, and the house is getting colder.
Yeah.
By the hour. Yeah.
You know, Micah, these are terrible, terrible times. We got to trust God. We used to sing a song a long time ago, and I see the sign of the judgment everywhere. I see the sign of the judgment is everywhere. So God is trying to get out. We have to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This is what I believe, and I know you do too, and to our audience. Just keep on trusting in the Lord and try to reach out for those that are in trouble down in Arkansas. I was just where my hometown is, was checking with them and seeing what we can do to reach out to help somebody. These are the times those that can help somebody, let them help them. We pray, prayer is good and everything, but if you can help in another way, you help, am I right?
Yes, that's right. You have, sometimes you have to roll up your sleeves. You just can't sit there and, you know, when you help people, yes, you got to get up and do something to help people. And there are a lot of people need help. And Missionary, we were talking about it a little earlier this morning, Bishop Kathy and I. And matter of fact, let me just say, the Sunday morning team is all here too. There's so much. Last night they said that those tornadoes stretched, they were more violent and stretched over 250 miles more than any other tornado system in history. And how come every year it's something that we never experienced before? These storms are getting worse.
That's because God trying to get your attention. And then too, because I'm 90-some years old, I can see the sign of the judgment. Life is not like it used to be. Nothing like it used to be. Nobody trusts them.
Judgment Day is coming.
The Judgment Day is here. And then to read the 23rd Romans and all of those books, you all just check it out. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
And you know what,
right,
Mary? They say, and a lot of churches aren't preaching that. They're not talking about that anymore. They're not talking about Judgment Day. We were talking earlier. Everything is so comfortable. It's like a country club. They don't even talk about things to upset. They don't want to upset the members.
Can I give you a scripture right quick? I'm sorry.
Yeah, but before you go further, a whole lot of this fell off because I'm going to church with the Reverend Robert Gardner, a different thing we said in different places. People done forgot God, done forgot to forget to pray at night and do things like you used to do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go back and turn back, this ain't for everybody, like you guys are there.
You're right.
This is for you if you trust God. You know,
Amen.
He'll take care of you. Am I right? Somebody talking there.
Amen. You're right.
Amen.
I like that line. This ain't for everybody, mm-hmm. right? Because everybody's not going to get it. Everybody ain't going to get it. Everybody's not going to heed to the warnings. Everybody's not going to get ready, you know?
Right.
So that's true. All right, missionary, let's go. Let's get the Sunday morning team in here. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's always great to hear your voice. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress. Good morning, evangelist Christy.
Good morning, Michael Vantool. Good morning to our amazing team. Good morning, missionary. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us.
Yes,
and good morning to those that are listening. Mm-hmm.
And our friend, political analyst, and home care advocate Henrietta Ivey is busy this morning once again. She was texting me early this morning. But we have Chaplain Stefan Cathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association standing in on her behalf. Good
All
morning,
right.
Chaplain Cathy.
Good morning, Michael Vantool. Good morning, missionary. I couldn't wait to get on. And good morning to the Sunday morning team. And good morning to those who are going to wish they heard this right now instead of later. Amen.
All right.
Amen. That's right. And we're gonna open.
That.
Yes, we're going to open up the phone lines, too, in just a second. So I just want you guys to hang in there. We're going to go right to the phone lines in a minute. But Chaplain Cathy, I just wanted you to just chime in and just make a comment. You know, we talked about all these, you know, didn't they say that the flooding that we had in Detroit, we haven't seen it in 100 years? Didn't we just have some flooding about a year or so ago? This pandemic is the worst pandemic we've seen in 100 years. Why is it every other day it's something that we haven't experienced in 100 years, and we're going to experience something again? I hate to surprise some people, but we're going to have some stuff we haven't seen in 100 years next year.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's because – go ahead, missionary. I'm sorry.
That the record that shows you y'all ain't reading your Bible. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's in the Bible
that
right. shows you.
That's right.
That's why
she
I know what
it from me.
Ain't you a preacher? Amen. Ain't nothing new for all of my staff. They go to church.
That's right.
It's new for those that don't never go nowhere. Because of this broadcast, I had some of them to call and said they're going to church. And
oh,
you know,
really?
This is what we're all about. Let's encourage them to go back. Go back to God. He's waiting for you right now.
Yeah.
Just to say this, if I could chime in that, I love missionary. I definitely was about to say what you said. And Mike, I'm sorry I let you walk into that, okay? Because we all got a whoop in that time. We got a whoop. But here it is. Here it is to the listeners, to those that want to receive. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For
All
people
right.
will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable. Listen to the Lord telling us.
Wow.
What's going on? We're living in those days now. And like the missionary said, her team already know the scripture. So we know where we're already living.
We know what we know we covered. See, we covered because we know what we're already living in. And that's why it's important, like Miss Ness said, to get folks to come back to God, come back to the church. Fear, false emotion appearing real. We control our own fear. You say you're scared to get on a roller coaster, but you're in the line 5 times. You control that fear. We cannot allow fear to say that it's more powerful than God. I wish I had a witness somewhere.
Amen. Evangelist Christie, I was just going to ask you, did you... Go ahead, missionary.
Before Evangelist Chris come in, and I wanted to come in, for all of you that are confused in what we're talking about, read St. Matthew, the 21st chapter, beginning at the 31st verse. You'll get the answer. We might be excited because we know God, but you'll
That's
get
right.
excited. You don't have to fear if you know God. If you don't know him
That's
today,
right.
my radio friend, read Matthew. Back about to read that whole down to the 21st chapter. All right, go ahead, John.
All right, Evangelist Christie, do you have a sermon already? Do you have a message for this morning at Great? Because
yes,
you have there's a lot of options this morning here.
Yes,
there are definitely a lot of avenues we can take this morning. But just to join in on the conversation regarding nothing new under the sun. And missionary mentioned Matthew. So Matthew 24, it says that nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall
right
be
here.
Famines and pestilence and earthquakes
right
and diverse places.
Yes.
All these are the beginning of sorrows.
Yes.
They shall deliver you up
there
to be afflicted and kill you and be hated of all nations. For my name's sake, and it goes on and on. So as missionaries said, read Matthew 24. It helps you to understand what's happening in the world today. But one of the things that we talked about this morning is still in the midst of chaos, in the midst of the winds, in the midst of trials and tribulations, don't let your light go out. Because you are a city that is set up on a hill. So we are meant to be examples in the earth on how to react to all that's happening in the earth. They say, oh, this hasn't happened in 100 years, or this has never happened before. We say, there's nothing new under the sun, and I am
right.
not moved. Craziness in this world because I have right. God walking with
Please.
Me, talking
Stop
with
girl.
Me on
you're
the inside,
now. Now you're preaching.
Keeping me, helping me, holding me, all of that good stuff because
yes.
of God. So we ought not to be shaken by what's happening in the world because we know who we have that's with us that'll keep us through all of the craziness in the world.
Yeah,
I am just loving this. I'm taking it in too. I'm listening just like I'm sitting in church this morning. I'm just listening to this Bible study, Bible lessons. Y'all got me writing down all these scripture, writing my notes down just like I was in Sunday school this morning. That's exactly what's going on. Evangelist Kimberly Batchelor Davis. I'm sorry, not Evangelist. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Is Kim there?
Go right ahead.
I am from Kim.
Okay,
come on, Kim.
I'm going to continue with what we are talking about, and I'm going to take us to Romans 12:12.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm not even going to church
trouble.
Today.
And devote yourself to prayer. There is so much going on in the world today that we can't keep up. A couple other scriptures. Hold on, I got to pull them back up. But we've learned in the last few days about all these kids that are calling in gun threats, that are calling in bomb threats to their classes, to their schools. What is going on? And as missionary said, there's nothing new up under the sun. It's not. There's absolutely nothing new under the sun. But because we haven't personally experienced it, it feels new to us. But how many of us are actually practicing what we preach? Are we
right
knowing that light? Each one of us has a testimony. Our testimony is our life. our example that we provide is the light for others. If people can't see God in you, then they won't see God anywhere. So us giving you scripture and giving you words, you have to see that in action. The Bible says faith without works is dead. And so I can't just sit here and preach to you if I don't have the works to show for it. And so one of us here does exactly what we're supposed to do. And I can't find my scripture. But
you said a lot right there, Sister Kimberly. You said a lot right there.
Chaplain Kathy and Evangelist Christy and Missionary Hattie Humphrey helped me. In Luke, it talks about when the body is full of light. If the light in you is darkness, and we see a lot of darkness in this world. We've seen darkness with people shooting up schools. We've seen darkness with people calling other people names. We've seen darkness stretch across four states in the form of tornadoes.
Yes.
Folks, get your light together. Show your light. Yeah. Read your Bible. Keep God first, and everything will be all right. And devote yourselves to prayer. Like we said, pray over everything.
Ooh, like
pray when you leave out the house. Pray when you're in the house. I pray for all of those that don't have power. Thankfully, we do. Our power dip in and out yesterday, and I had my husband ready. I said, be ready in all situations. We had our firewood ready.
Oh, it dipped
and
out and came back. Came right back on. Good, good.
Yes, it did. It did. So I'm praying that your power comes back on.
Thank you. I thought Kimberly Batchelor Davis was our lifestyle editor and weather person, but she's got everything covered. Okay, let me go to the phone lines too.
Okay, if I may say this though, if I may add this, that scripture is Luke chapter 11, verse 33-54.
Okay.
Yes,
okay. Great. Great.
We forgot Greg Burkhardt was supposed to be on.
Good morning, Greg Burkhardt, our Sunday morning team member at large. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling on to the program. The floor is yours.
Good morning, missionary and the morning team. Good to talk to you at all again. You know, with Christmas coming, I'd like to quote some from Acts 20:35, where it said, in all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Amen.
We need to remember, it doesn't take a lot. Just a little giving from a lot of people can make a big difference in people's lives, especially at this time of year when so many need so much. Every child, every family deserves to celebrate the coming of Jesus. And I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas if we don't talk together again. And I thoroughly enjoy listening to this Bible study we've had this morning.
Yes, thank you so much, Greg. Amen. You always call prepared, and you always have a message for us. Thank you for those kind words. And the holidays are here. Christmas is coming, and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for lending your voice here to the program this morning.
I love being part of the team at large.
All right.
<Thank you>.
Great. Yes. And well, missionary, you know, we've got a lot of issues going on, not just across the country. You know, some of those, the storms have covered parts of Missouri last night.
And Arkansas
too, yes. Tennessee and Mississippi and Kentucky got hit the hardest. But we got to remember some of the other states too. Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi, they all got hit by this 30 tornadoes stretching through six states. One of the tornadoes was touched the ground for over 250 miles. That's unheard of. I think they said been recorded once before, and it wasn't 200. It was less than. It was around 220 miles. This one was more than 250 miles that this tornado hit the ground. And I saw some of the coverage, and looks like bombs were dropped on those cities all across the South. It's just devastating, and the lives lost.
Yeah, too. But we just have to leave that in the hand of the Lord, because
yep.
it can hit it can hit us or hit anywhere.
Yeah.
But I trust God, and when you trust my radio, television, radio, whatever, when you trust God, it's like putting money in the bank.
Yeah.
If you trust Him, you don't worry no more. You don't go to bed worried. It's just like putting gas in your car. You know the car gonna make it because the gas is in there.
Right.
Take a hold of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I promise you, whatever you're going through, sick, money, whatever, God will take care of you. But you got to believe it. You know, you just getting a lot of people going to church today. They're just going because what we do.
It's in style. But they want to be seen. They want to be seen.
Right.
They got a new outfit on. They got a new dress, new suit, new shoes, new car.
Yeah.
And they like pulling
up
and showing off. Yeah.
They only dress sharp to go to hell. I'm sorry to say that. They only dress sharp to go straight to hell.
Yeah.
That's
amen.
Just know that you're a well-dressed fly walking around claiming to be the truth. You ain't dressed sharp for nothing but hell. Amen. Cast aside. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's true, what you're saying. But everybody is not as strong as we are.
Right.
We got to have patience with us. They ain't lived to get like you. Some folks don't know the church. When it was 1970 or 1980 that I say the guy was going to jump off of Belle Island Bridge with Kay Everett. He heard me talking, and he spared his life. Just because we all have authority and got the name of preaching and things, that don't mean we're supposed to reach out like Jesus' disciples did. We're supposed to be humble to people.
Right.
They got to reach where you are. Just because you in a church and preaching got your degree, you going to hell too if you don't really know God. Come on, talk
Amen.
To me.
That's right.
That's true now.
That's right.
Yeah. Missionary, some people ain't going to like to hear that. They're not going to like to hear what you just said.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, right, in a few more minutes, I'll be going to a couple of churches. I'm able to go to Robert Gardner Church and to my own church. I'm blessed to be able to drive. And I bless all of the people today everywhere. Trust in the Lord. That's all you. You don't see me, but Jesus right there in the spirit.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He loves you. God bless my team today and all of you. And
you know,
I
hope all of you should know this, that when people tune in, you don't know who's listening, and you don't know the impact of what you're saying. It may be helping somebody this morning. You know, people are depressed these days. They're stressed out. You know how many people, need to have some sort of mental help suffering because of this pandemic, and they're lonely, they're sad, they're depressed. And when we get up on a Sunday morning, both shows, even the one at 7:30 on the Praise Network and this show, people, they want to cling to some good news. They want to cling to this. And when they hear you all talking like this, when they hear us talking like this, it helps them. It wakes them up on a Sunday morning, and it gives them some hope. It's something that they can believe in. You don't know. Somebody's going to come to you 10, 20 years from now and say, you know, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, I was listening one morning and you were on and you said this, and that really helped me. We're not going to know all the time who's listening.
Yeah, but we know
everybody.
That.
Everybody doesn't tell you that they listen. You would never believe sometimes who's listening.
Yeah, all the way from St. Louis all around right now, people are listening in Ohio.
That's
They're
right.
Already listening.
That's right. And missionary. Yes, and missionary, now is a good time. We can thank them too, because we know you're there. So thank you. They're listening online too, and listening on the phone, but a lot of listening online. And of course, the program is replayed every day. You can listen to this show up until next Sunday morning. It's available. And we know that there are a lot of people that listen to it after we record it. After we post this on social media, then more people listen to it after we do the show. So we want to say thank you to those of you in Ohio, in Ontario,
yeah.
Canada,
listening,
for listening online throughout the country. We know we have a lot of people that listen down in Atlanta. We know Missouri and Arkansas. Indiana. There are a lot of people listening to this show on blogtalkradio.com, and it's a pleasure working, sitting next to Missionary all these years on the radio, and I just love the Sunday morning team. I get accolades for you guys all the time. People just love to hear the Sunday morning team. So Missionary, you got any parting words before we go? We just got a few more minutes, and then I want to hear some sort of rendition by Chaplain Kathy on our way out. But Missionary, go right ahead.
All I want to say, God bless everybody, and all would be well with you. Here's what I want you to do. If you take the Lord God with you everywhere you go, I promise you all will be well.
Amen. Good words to live by. Thank you, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Sunday morning team. Thank you, Evangelist Christy Lancer Andrews, the Sunday morning team, and our member at large, Greg Burkhart, and to those listening on the phone and online. Chaplain Kathy, take us out of here with some words of encouragement in a song. God bless you all.
Amen. I'm going to teach y'all with what helped the missionary get to where she's at. Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned to trust in God. Oh, Lord, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Can somebody help me say, oh, say, through it all, oh, oh, through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. We've learned to trust in God on the Michael Ventura Show. Through it all, oh, Lord, through it all, we learned to depend upon God's word. Thank you for tuning in.
Amen.
Sunday. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Love you all. Have a great Sunday today.
Happy Sunday. Have a great week.
God bless.
Woo!
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace, it was amazing,
so very
amazing. That I know about it.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
So very amazing.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
about your remains.